a collaboration focusing on sustainable agriculture. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. BASF and Nutrien are teaming up in a new strategic collaboration aimed at helping farmers get more value from sustainable farming practices. Greg Allen has more.
Under the agreement, Nutrien agronomists will work one-on-one with growers to identify practical sustainability practices that can improve productivity while supporting long-term stewardship goals. The company say the collaboration is designed to help farmers boost yield potential through customized recommendations tailored to each farm's unique conditions. According to Jeremy Lewis with Nutrien,
it gives us a parameter and a baseline of where we can start from by looking at the interactions between nutrients themselves and the reaction within the soil to deliver a program approach where we focus on the most limiting factors in the farm.
The approach focuses on real-world on-farm solutions that are both practical and agronomically sound. Rather than using a one-size-fits-all strategy, agronomists will help growers align sustainability efforts with the operational and economic goals of their individual farms.
One of the most emerging trends that we see in agriculture right now is data-driven. Being able to capture that data is one part, but then be able to act on it through the delivery on through to harvest to make better decisions for the next cropping season. So we see this implemented through various companies, but Nutrien also has an Echelon platform which allows us to utilize that same type of technology and then incorporate it directly back to our soil tests so that we can make better decisions agronomically.
The partnership reflects growing demand across agriculture for tools and practices that can improve efficiency, support sustainability goals, and maintain profitability in an increasingly competitive marketplace. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier. Online at JohnnyTruss.com.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewergent, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at PurpleWave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Hi, I'm Skip Byersdorf from Saginaw County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
We need to keep the umbrella handy for your Tuesday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Farm Forecast. We've got a nice round of shower and thunderstorm action building to the west once again. That's going to be trying to work its way through the entire state of Michigan through the day today. Of course, morning, midday action in the UP very easily. I think most of the rest of lower Michigan will see rains develop around midday on through the evening and into the early overnight. I think getting past midnight, we probably don't see a lot of action in the state, or if there is some limited, it's going to be to far southeastern parts of the state. We do see cooler temperatures trying to slide in for tomorrow with high pressure, though, so a mix of clouds and sunshine, cooler temperatures, no more precipitation. Thursday stays dry as high pressure sits right on top of us as well. We get under the backside of that high on Friday. We are warming a little bit. In that warmer surge, we probably see a little moisture, but not necessarily in the Friday time frame. It's probably closer to daybreak Saturday. Rain and thunderstorms sweeping through. Sunday we have some lingering action, but not a lot. Memorial Day is fully dry and mild. Then next week, we're still looking to put together a wide-ranging dry surge. I don't think I have to put any rain in the forecast from Memorial Day right on through likely the 1st. You get into the 2nd, maybe a few hit-and-miss scattered showers in there, but still not a big sweeping batch of rain. Next week looks fantastic in terms of getting good progress and maybe even finishing up in some instances with planting and field work. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
We led into last weekend with significant losses for the grain markets, but we kick off this week with sharp gains across the board. Here with more is Andy Eubank and John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. They spoke after the close of trade Monday.
We got news over the weekend, John, about some purchases from China of U.S. ag goods, and that sparked a frenzy in the market. We get a strong turnaround with beans leading the way higher. So good news and a good response.
Yes, it's kind of hard to put a pencil to did we actually see some purchases made. If anything, maybe that happened in corn. We have seen some spread tightening. Beans, it still doesn't make any sense for the Chinese to be buying old crop beans. And Secretary Treasury Bessent pretty much said that what's in the agreement now is what's going to stand, which means probably no more old crop beans. But there's 25 million tons in that new crop oral agreement. And I just don't think that's going to happen either. I just barring a South American shortfall next year. So 25 million tons would be over twice what they did in this year. And South America has a bigger crop, and China's expected to import less overall. So I think where the interest today is, the White House released $17 billion above what's currently been committed. So that tells me there's got to be some corn in this mix, beef, maybe pork. All of those things make more economic sense than buying soybeans at a dollar more per bushel than what they can get them out of South America for. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all develops. We haven't had any concrete word from either side of what's actually expected. So we'll be anxiously awaiting that, Andy.
Given that, were you surprised at the response in the market?
Well, we're just getting back all the losses that we saw in corn here over the last 2 to 3 sessions. So beans, we've pretty much recovered most of that. And wheat's looking really good. We got July up 27.5 to 663. So was getting a little worried that maybe we missed the boat there with anything that we hadn't gotten priced.
Once again, John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. Settlements from Monday, July corn up 21.25 to 477. September corn 19.25 higher, 482.25. July soybeans rising 36 cents to 1213. August beans 34.5 higher at 1211. And July wheat climbing 28.75 to 664.5. In the livestock markets, though, June live cattle dropping 52 cents to 253.37. And June lean hogs down 22 cents to 98.52. Check out our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com, your home for all the latest farm news and up-to-the-minute market information. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.